Blog Talk Radio.
Computer buffering. Pause before I cut off the music. What's going on, people? It's your man, Beach Bump Gun, live on the off-ramp, August 25th, 2022. Welcome to the off-ramp, the show for the people, by the people that embody the people. Show where me and my folks get together, rap about the week's mathematics, in this case, the last 2 weeks' mathematics, because we took off last week. Had some folks in town running around, so we couldn't get to log on and do the show. So we took off last week, and plus my man Blair had to drop his kid off to college. So we still got to send him a couple bucks. So, couldn't make it last week. Try to be consistent. Try to make sure we're here every single week. We've been doing it for almost a decade now. But, you know, it's a good thing when people don't pay you to do stuff, man. You take off whenever you want because it don't affect nothing. So welcome to the off-ramp. Tonight we got a rare topic. You know, we got to catch up. But you know, if you want to call in 929-477-3975, call in whatever you want to discuss. If you want to talk politics, sports, football's back. Football's back. Kevin Durant's back with the Nets. You can talk sports. You can talk love. Are you heartbroken? You need any love advice from the love doctor? Why are you making that face, DJ Cesar?
He's a love doctor.
Oh, yeah, I can solve everyone's relationship problems.
Stop the love.
There you go. We'll probably get sued for that.
Oh, no.
I'm sure we'll get sued for a lot of things first. You want to talk politics? Russia and Ukraine are still fighting. And it's funny listening to NPR during the war. Because, like, Katz is, like, still going to work. They're talking about how the people in Chernobyl, which is the nuclear site, I guess people just feel they're going to work, even though it's in the middle of a war zone.
Is Chernobyl there? Isn't that the one that...
Chernobyl.
Still active. That's all that stuff happening. It closed down.
Okay, it may not be Chernobyl. Maybe somewhere else. They got somebody doing some science over there. We won't talk politics. We won't talk politics. Joe Biden ready to spend $10,000 to $25,000 for student loans. That's his campaign promise. I guess we're coming up on what, year three of Biden's term or year two? This is year three, ain't it? I guess he better start doing something since he ain't did nothing that he said he was gonna do while he was in there.
What? What are you talking?
You think Biden's answered all his campaign money?
Who does? You name a president who did some stuff other than the crazy one
that
did stuff that was crazy.
Trump did everything he said he was
going
to do.
I don't know what he said he was
going to
do.
I agree with anything he wanted to do, but he did it.
You know, I'm
going to sit here. But we can discuss those politics. Is Biden having a good president? Is he not? You know, just have a discussion.
Just have a fun discussion.
Well, I'm just giving how different topics go. We can discuss video games, playing video games. We discuss movies, any new shows, any new TV shows. Me and DJ Cesar. DJ Cesar, welcome to the off ramp. How you doing tonight?
Good evening. I'm doing okay. Not bad.
Me and DJ T-Time watched Can You Stop Slurping So Heavy? But anyway, I guess, so you're good. Who I got there?
Last time.
That's it.
My milkshake brings all the boys. I can't. I gotta stop singing people's songs, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Pharrell like it.
Yeah, Khaleesi gets you.
No, she won't.
Mm-hmm. No, she'll get you, but you still have to pay Pharrell. But yeah, can't sing Khaleesi. You know, she's a killer.
I don't understand. Yeah, you're going to get sued for libel.
I didn't say that. I'm just saying she's a killer, yeah.
How?
I ain't messing with her. I mean, I'm not saying that. That'll get you sued. I want no problem with this. None. I'm a fan. I don't hate you so much right now. But me and DJ C. Time started watching the, what's that thing, the rehearsal?
Mm-hmm.
Now, this is it's an odd show. But apparently this dude is pretty popular from some show called Nathan on Nathan or something like that.
Uh-huh.
Nathan on Me.
I can't remember what it was called, but yeah, he had a show.
And they say he wrote for Borat.
He's been on the comedy scene, like he's been a writer on the comedy scene. So he has been involved in quite a few projects that we're familiar with.
Now, this is one of them shows where I find some moments absolutely hilarious. But a lot of moments really aren't funny. They're just awkward.
It's cringe comedy. Which can be funny.
See, and this is where we have beef.
I don't know what you think comedy is. You have a very narrow window of what you think comedy is supposed to be. And
thank
it has
you for always
be,
being there to criticize me, baby.
It has to be slapstick, ha-ha-ha, slap my D comedy for it to be funny. But you understand that humor is not ha-ha-ha-ha-ha. Some things are quirky, some things are odd, some things can be called humor. It's humor because it's not a tragedy. It's still funny, and it's just a different type of comedy. Yes, it's still comedy. It's
now
very
you,
odd.
Now
it's
you cut
very,
me off.
Huh?
Are you done? I thought you were done.
You can,
I'm just letting you finish your thoughts.
You can continue on, but you don't have to complain about what my comment is.
I want you to look at the definition of humor. Because you say you don't understand. You act like I don't know the definition of funny. If something is funny, it should make you laugh. If something is humorous, it should make you laugh. They don't give good humor ice cream bars with sad faces. She's not looking at the word, the definition, so we'll skip that.
Oh, you want to look it up this second?
Well, I wanted you to. I just wanted to get a clear understanding of what humor was, what the definition was, because maybe I'm just wrong on the definition. Maybe if somebody, if I hear, yo, go watch this comedy, I'm thinking it's going to be funny.
It is funny.
This show is, it has its funny moments. But I think it is genius, and I think it's like it's levels to the genius. Like in the show, basically, this guy comes up basically with alternate timelines.
Mm-hmm.
He is the Thanos or the Doctor Strange of our universe. People got a problem, and he basically builds a set of their life or of the instance, wherever the place, wherever the moment's going to take place, and he basically brings in actors to reenact the life and go through all these different scenarios on how the situation might play out. It's actually smart because it can prepare you for any situation. Like, that's why they used to tell you go on mock interviews. Find somebody to do a mock interview with you so you can discuss all the different things that they might ask you so that you can be prepared. It's nothing different. It's nothing brand new. But where this becomes genius is it starts off as trying to solve someone's problems. And you can tell he just picks, like, socially awkward people. Because if he had somebody cool on there, like, it still would have been a funny show, but they would have been laughing at him, too. So you could tell he picked the right type of people to have for this show who would be socially awkward enough and a little bit to the left field that it would make the show entertaining. Because if he had any normal person in there, either they'd be like, yo, what the hell is wrong with you, and walk out, or they would have so much fun at the sheer nonsense of it all that it wouldn't be able to accomplish his goal. And so the characters are truly the people he picked and himself. The thing that I think is genius about it is that the show starts off with him trying to solve someone else's problem and ends up him doing rehearsals to try to solve his own problems. Like, it gradually goes. Like, it really changes, and he starts using the stuff from when he was using other people to simply help him out with his own situation that he created himself. And, you know, a bunch of awkwardness and hilarity ensues. But you see the genius of people who create TV shows and movie sets. I mean, they're switching out kids in the middle of a window of basically a TV set. And why can't you just walk them through the front door? But no, they're literally pulling a ladder through the window and switching out a kid.
Because that's the funnier. It's the funnier.
They dumped a half an acre of fake snow on a property in, like, the middle of spring just to simulate that it was wintertime. But look, when you try to convert a Christian kid to Judaism with an anti-Semite for a mama
but that's not what it was.
An anti-Christian teacher.
But that's not what it was. No, anti-Muslim teacher. But
anti-Palestine? I need to talk to a Jewish person about they believe in Palestine.
Let's not pick up.
Because I would love to talk to a Palestine person, too. Like, someone who's our age. I just want to know if they feel the same. Because you can tell that, like, when it became, like, Israel versus Palestine, the main dude, who's probably our age, was like, it's a complicated situation. Where the older person was like, no, you should worship Israel. So I just want to see if more people our age are basically like, you know, just talk, so what do you want?
There's only one bit on this TV show that I'm watching to finish.
Why'd you give me an empty bag?
So you can put trash in if you have any trash.
Oh, it's okay. Thanks, son. That's my son, James.
Hello.
So I just want to know what the new people think. Because the Israel-Palestine movie goes back to biblical days. I just want to know if anybody in the 21st century really cares. That's all. That's under 40. 40 and under. I know Wonder Woman don't care. Well, she might. She's falling in the war. But, you know. So, if you get a chance, watch the rehearsal. If you like awkward comedy, because I think it's good. I think it really is genius. But it's probably not the funniest thing they'll ever see. It's just more situational comedy. But it's entertaining. And even if a show is labeled a comedy, if it's not funny but it's entertaining, can still make it good, right, DJ Sanzar?
Yeah.
Yeah. totally. It's just different. It was different. It's different. That's what it is. Sometimes you appreciate innovation, and that means that it's not their traditional or, you know, your usual way of, ways of presenting something that's funny.
Is Panera's bread overrated?
Who says Panera's bread? You don't like it?
No, I mean, when your name is Panera Bread, you should be top 10 breads. Are they? I'll take Cheesecake Factory, that brown bread, over Panera Bread.
But you wouldn't put that on a sandwich.
Shit, why wouldn't I? Rye bread isn't good for sandwiches? I don't even know where you get that black bread. They holding that black bread back. Is rye bread only good for?
No, it's a little sweeter. It's generally. It's the same type of
What kind of salad did you get?
It's a Green Goddess minus avocado minus...
A Green Goddess?
Minus everything that you would eat. It's not the Green Goddess dressing in bulk.
Top five breads. Rye bread. White bread. Right? Is white bread a top five bread? Because Panera's bread is kind of hard and stale. Or do we just get it too late? Because that big-ass thing has pizza bread that they put in the bag. Like, it's okay, but it's nothing, like, amazing.
I like it.
Do you love it, though? Do you think, like, if they gave you all the breads in the world to choose, how long before would you get to that big-ass, thick-ass piece of white bread?
I guess.
Or even if, because they give that away for free, if your name is Panera Bread, then you got to have a top five bread.
But you can get different kind of bread. It's not just the...
But what is their signature bread that, like, you get and you like, yo, this is why Panera Bread has millions of stores across the country? That's what I'm saying. So why do they call Panera Bread? What bread do they got? A tomato. I actually like that tomato bread that they use for sandwiches. But it's not, like, amazing.
I don't think that it's supposed to mean that they have the best bread of them.
It's got to be their name, Panera Bread.
Sandwiches and pastries and things that are good.
Their chocolate chip or cookie might be top five.
$8.
Oh, what?
No.
Where's your top five cookie? Who makes a better chocolate chip cookie than Panera? I mean, top five.
I have to do research. I don't know.
Okay. Just real quick, since we're having a random conversation. Is Chick-fil-A's chocolate chip cookie better than Panera?
I like Chick-fil-A, but sometimes
I like
it's
it too.
A little too oaty.
Consistency is key.
Yeah. Sometimes it's a little too thick, you know. And sometimes I would like it to be, like, because even when it's soft, it's hard to explain. It's just it's a dense cookie. Sometimes I would like it to be a little, I like my cookies a little lighter.
My sentiments exactly. Chick-fil-A, I think, makes a good cookie, but sometimes it's too messy.
Not messy.
It's like, it's as thick as a piece of cake sometimes.
Right, yeah.
Well, I'm not talking about you. I'm not saying not messy. This is my opinion.
Oh, I thought you agreed, so I didn't know if that was, you were agreeing because you were echoing my.
Let me have my opinion, woman. Oh, you got to play your game. My wife's addicted to it.
It's not addicted. I'll get in trouble.
She is being online bullied
by some old people.
By some random old woman on a video game where if she doesn't do her part in the video game, she gets yelled at. So I will call my wife and be like, hey, you're home. Can you get dinner ready? And she'll say, yeah. And I come home and dinner ain't ready. Or she'll be almost done with dinner. Why? Because if she doesn't play her game, she's going to get yelled at. So I think she's tapped out on us for the night.
No. I'm still. But I like.
So another cookie. So I'm trying to let you think.
Well,
Insomnia cookie. Insomnia chocolate chip cookie. You think it's better than Panera? Because I'm going to give you the reason why Panera is a top five cookie. Now, I don't know if it's the best cookie in the world.
Mm-hmm.
But consistency, it's not too thick, but it still can be soft. Even if it's a little hard, it's only hard around the edges. Because it's wide enough where it's always going to be soft in the middle. There's plenty of chocolate in it, but it's not overbearing that as soon as you grab the cookie, you get chocolate all over your face. I think Panera, it may not be the best. Like, if you make Chick-fil-A, like, if Mr. Chick-fil-A makes the cookie who came up with the recipe, and Mr. Panera makes the chocolate chip cookie who makes the recipe, maybe due to the slight oat content, Chick-fil-A wins the best cookie at the time battle. But consistently just going up to a store and grabbing a cookie, I don't know if there's anybody better than Panera. Panera's got to be top five. Give me one cookie. Now, Edmund's cookies might be better.
I mean, I like grocery store cookies. I mean, I think our grocery store, Harris Teeter, is
Harris Teeter makes a great chocolate chip cookie.
Farm Fresh made even better chocolate chip cookie, whatever.
But they're not around anymore. They're dead. And we lost all that money.
Yes, but it was.
So fuck Farm Fresh.
But it was better. It was better. I loved them. They were really good.
Farm Fresh top five cookie. I would say that was better than Panera.
Yeah.
Okay. We're going to show. So, but that's one. And the people don't know who Farm Fresh is. So we got to think of change. Now, Tony Roma's chocolate chip cookie with the ice cream was top five.
Yeah,
but that can't really count. Right? Because that was like
a main
dessert. A side note. Red Robin, Mountain Sunday, Mountain Cookie Cake Sunday thing. Man, I used to eat about four of them a day when I worked for Red Robin. Shout out to my waiter career. They didn't really have a shirt that fit me. Thank God I could buy my own pair of jeans. But, man, I made a killing as a waiter. I fought a lot of teenagers, but I made some pretty good money. And I end up meeting a lady and really liking her, and she ended up telling me that she was married with the kids. First time that ever happened. So shout out to you. I completely forgot your name. I don't know if I'd say it online now anymore. I forgot who you are, but I hope you and your husband and your kid are okay. But that was really weird for about 4 months. So who else, DJ C. Siren? McDonald's cookie, trash. Burger King. I got a cookie.
Yeah.
Chipotle ain't got a cookie. Wawa cookies? Nope. I think we stumbled on that Panera, though, may not be better than Farm Fresh. No one knows who Farm Fresh is but me and you. And it's a dead place.
But they got their bakery cookies from somewhere.
Oh, I got a quick. What's the chicken spot that we go to when we drive? That we always, Zaxby's. They got a good chocolate chip cookie, but I don't think it's good as Panera.
I guess you might be right.
So
I mean,
Panera
local,
should be called Panera cookie.
I mean, local places.
What local place has a
bakery? I don't. I mean, we have China.
That cookie place you brought. What was the cookie place? Name drop that cookie place we just got.
Crumble.
Crumble. They got good cookies, but they're like cakes.
Yeah.
Right?
It's...
What's the difference between a cake and a cookie?
We already did this whole thing.
Did we?
About, well, we already did a whole dessert discussion. Cheesecake,
but I mean, what makes a cake a cake and what makes a cookie a cookie?
How do you get, I mean, it's not as cakey as, it wasn't as cakey as a real cake.
Because the cookie cakes I love. Is that cookie or is that a cake?
Miss Field
got a good cookie. She her chocolate chip cookie might be better than that.
Another one too is what's the other one? It's like Mr. Pips. It's the other cookie because they used to serve those at the student union. They warm them up
I didn't even know y'all had student unions at black schools. I thought y'all just had to struggle. I thought y'all had to write everything. I'm sorry. I like black people.
You're not.
You know I love black schools. We just got no joke.
But it wasn't Miss Field. It was
Mr. Popper?
No. What's the name of the
Mr. Magoo?
Cookie. But anyway, but those cookies are good too.
Were they better than Panera's?
I can't remember. It's been a
while. See, I'll tell you, Miss Fields, I take a Great American chocolate chip cookie over Panera.
Well, now Miss Fields, you know.
I like Miss Fields. Give me Miss Fields over Panera.
Yeah. Those are good cookies.
Give me Miss Fields over Panera. I don't know if the Great American Cookie Company is a cookie. Is that a cake or a cookie?
That's a cookie. It's a cookie with frosting. That's still a cookie.
That joint thick as hell. And if we said that Chick-fil-A.
No,
yeah, it is. If we said. If we're saying that Chick-fil-A cookie is.
How do you say it's a cake? That's what I said.
No, but I said if it's saying it's too thick, pause.
It's not the same texture. It's not the same consistency.
New York, New York. Who has the best chocolate chip cookie in the game?
Man, come on, man. I don't even know, bro. I really don't even know. I think Subway. Subway definitely got some good chocolate chip cookies. I think. Potbelly's got some fresh cookies. Potbelly's got some fresh cookies too, though. Potbelly.
Who?
You ever been like the Potbelly?
Who?
Potbelly.
Potbelly.
P-O-T-B-E-L-L-Y.
Oh, Potbelly.
We didn't have no cookies, but we went there. We made that for the first time.
But yeah, definitely Subway. Yeah, definitely Subway. Once they make it, like, fresh right out the oven. Yeah. As long as it's not been sitting out in the, the cookie be crumbling and it be hurting your teeth. But yeah. I think definitely Subway.
Now, is Subway's chocolate chip cookie better than Filet's chocolate chip cookie?
I ain't never had a cookie from Chick-fil-A. I don't even think I trust it.
Whoa, you're missing out. You don't like chicken or you don't like white people who don't like gay people?
Nah, I just don't. I can't see my, that's a chicken spot. That's a chicken spot. It ain't nice too. I can't. Yeah, you know I mean, I can't just see myself ordering. After this, I'll go try. But until then, they're gonna have to get these bars right now. I'm not trusting it.
Okay. And to finish this off, have you ever had a chocolate chip cookie from Panera Bread?
Yes, I have. I mean, I can't. I mean, it's all right. I can't complain.
Better than Subway?
But I don't know if you're going too far. feel like you're going too far at that. But Panera do got some good food. I'm not going to lie. I just got into Panera this year. Panera, yeah, they do got some good food.
Okay. All right. Yeah, my man Blur in the building. Blur, what's happening, my brother?
Nothing much, man. Blessed and highly favored as always. Ain't having the best of days out here in the Lou, man. You mentioned Panera Bread. I came in on that. I don't know if y'all know, but that Panera Bread actually started in St. Louis. And out here, they don't call it Panera Bread. It's like once you cross over to Mississippi, it's called St. Louis Bread Co. And in most places, they don't even call it St. Louis Bread Co. It's just Bread Co. because you're in St. Louis. I don't really mess with them, though. It's not really my type of food. But I'm going to have to say Subway got the better cookies, man. I mess with Subway about 2-3 times a week for the cookies.
That's interesting. I didn't know that Panera Bread started in St. Louis. So my beef, the way this conversation started was, why do they call Panera Bread? They don't have great bread. So you got any insight on that?
I don't know where that – I think Panera is like a family name or something. Is Panera a type of bread? I have no idea. I know it's St. Louis Bread Co. because it was an actual bread bakery company or whatever, a bread company that started it, and then they started selling food with the bread like long ago. But then as they expanded, it went from St. Louis Bread Co. to Panera Bread. I guess that's just a more appealing name.
I mean, but they don't have good bread.
I mean, I don't really eat there, so I don't really know what their bread tastes like, but they started off as a bread company, like a bread baking company. So, I mean, you never go away from your roots, I guess. Even if the bread wasn't good, I mean, they transitioned well.
I mean, their tomato bread is good, but I don't know. I mean, I just – and the reason why this conversation, we can move on, because me and DJ Cesar had a long, in-depth conversation about this, is like Chick-fil-A, they're known for their chicken. Burger King, they're known for their burgers. McDonald's are known for their burgers. Are you going to say they're the greatest ever? No, but they don't have bad burgers. I don't think Burger King, like, burgers are bad. I don't think McDonald's burgers are bad. Well, I guess Panera's bread isn't bad, but, like, when you, like the bread that they give you for free, it ain't nothing like a stale ass, big ass, thick ass piece of bread. Maybe people enjoy that, and I just don't know. So I was just wondering, what bread made them famous? Like, what should I be walking in and be like, oh, this is why you are a $1 billion corporation, because you sell this bread, and I'm just trying to figure it out.
I mean, you asking the wrong one and me, but I can't tell you, out here, a lot of people love their bread. I don't know if they get it for free, but you could buy – I think you get it for free. But, yeah, like, that's used a lot of time in catering and stuff like that. And people walk around just eating the bags of Panera Bread. Like, they eat it out the bag. So some people love it.
Okay, then it could be just me, though. It could be just me. Maybe I'm just missing something. But yeah, sucks to hear you having a rough day, man. You want to talk about it? Hey, you all right? You need some advice, man?
Oh, no, I don't really know. I mean, look, you a friendly dude, so you probably get along with your neighbors, man. Having an issue with the neighbor dude who happens to be the alderman of the city, well, call the cops because my car is parked out front. Now, my car still has Jersey tags. I'm not getting it registered here in Missouri. I'm never doing it because Missouri pays yearly property tax, and that's not a thing in New Jersey. I'm not paying thousands of dollars every year just so I own a vehicle. Not happening. So he's going to call the cops talking about, yeah, this car isn't allowed to be parked on the street. Cop won't put a sticker on my car talking about 2 days to move it or it's going to be towed. Like, hold up. Now, I'm not really one to call the cops, but I will call when I think I'm in the right. Usually I don't mess with the police, man. Like, not at all. I try to stay as far away from them as possible. Like, yo, my car is registered because it's not in my name. So it's registered. It's insured. Bam. Like, what are you going to – you can't tell me I can't park it in front of a house. Like, what are you talking about? So I just got finished arguing with the policeman about where I'm allowed to park my car and how long it's allowed to stay parked on the street if it's not registered here in Missouri. Like, man, if you don't go ahead somewhere – it ain't bothering nobody. Like, look, you just have to move it so we stop getting calls about it. So I just told the cop, well, why don't you tell the person who called you to mind their business?
Hold on. So that's news to me. So you're saying that if a car is not registered in a state, it can't stay there for a certain amount of time?
So you're supposed to, like, if you drive in a car, you're supposed to get it registered in the state 30 days. They give you 30 days or whatever. I'm like, the car's not in my name. It's just being borrowed. It's not my car. The person's car is, it still lives in New Jersey. That's why it's registered here. This is not my car. It's not getting registered here because it's not my car. So you're telling me a visitor coming from out the state, well, you have to move your car. You can't have it parked here on the street every day. I'm like, yo, but I live here. I can't park in front of the house? Is that what you're telling me? I can't park in front of the house that I stay in? Is that what you're trying to tell me, Mr. Officer?
What if
you have to move your car every 2 days? Well, it's nice weather out. I work a couple blocks from here. Why am I going to waste the gas when the train is free? Now, the train, again, ain't technically free, but I jumped the turnstile, like I said before. So it's free to me. Yeah, man, just got to go back and forth. Now I got to deal with a neighbor who I know is snitching on me for no reason, just to be a hater. It ain't blocking. It ain't in front of his house. It ain't got nothing to do with him at all.
I would ask him for the professional sports players that come in and play in St. Louis. I guess y'all only got the Blues and the Cardinals. If they live in other states, do they have to move their car every 2 days?
Well, it's essentially the garage. What you was talking, I'm assuming sports players don't have their joint street park. They probably have it in a garage or, you know, somewhere on a thing. He was like, you'll just move it in the driveway. And I'm like, if I move it in the driveway, then I'm blocking the other person's car who got to get in and out of the garage. That's why it's not parked in the driveway. It's parked right here in front of the house, not blocking nothing, not bothering nobody.
And it's not, yeah, if it's legal to park there, like, what if you were on, like, a six-month contract? They tell you you got to move your car?
Yeah, that's what you're trying to tell me. Talking about I got till Monday or it's going to be told. I like, well, y'all going to be sued. And that's not going to get that far. And I'm just going to move the car and move back. Cause I was just telling him, like, so, yo, how? He's like, you just got to move the car every 2 days. I'm like, you know that's stupid, right? He's like, we just got to stop getting calls about it. I was like, tell the person who called you on the mind their business. This is stupid. This is a stupid conversation to have about a stupid topic.
So is that legal? Like, if a car is not parked legally, can they tow it? If a car is not parked illegally, can they legally tow it?
Well, again, I have to look it up, but the fact that it's not registered here in Missouri – and he was like, it hasn't moved in a week. And I'm like, so? So? And he's like, so he told me how long, and I have to look it up, but after a certain amount of time, if it's not registered in the state and it hasn't been moved, they assume it's abandoned. I'm like, but you know it's not abandoned because we're talking. Like, it's not abandoned just because it ain't moved in a week don't mean nothing. But after a certain point of time, I'm assuming that I'll look up the exact date. He could have been lying to me. But after a certain point of time, I would assume they can assume a car has been abandoned. Even if it is,
but
you know, registered somewhere and insured, I can assume they can assume it's abandoned. That just sounds legit after some time.
But that still doesn't make sense in my head because you can assume something is abandoned, but what if you're wrong? I know guys who go on deployments for a year and a half.
Well, and again, it's got to be some type of there's definitely a time for it because you can't just leave a car just parked anywhere for however long. I'm assuming there's going to be some time, but I don't think it's a week. It's got to be longer than a week. Like, if you just got your car parked somewhere for a year and a half, I would assume the property owners would assume, can assume it's abandoned. Again, that's where I was coming from. Like, yo, this is on somebody else's property. I stay here. Like, nobody's complaining about it here. It's not blocking nobody's driveway. It's not in front of nobody's house who complain about it because it's in front of my house. That's why he's like, if it's in the driveway, no problem. If it's in the garage, obviously, no problem. It's just because it's street parked.
But that's what doesn't make sense. If it's not on someone's personal property and it's on a city street and the registration is valid, the insurance is valid, it's not reported stolen, why do you assume it's abandoned? What if I went to war for Ukraine?
I don't think you can leave it on that. I'm going to look into it, but I'm assuming you just can't leave it on city, well, I guess city property for after a certain amount of time. It's not your property.
What,
like if you leave it on your property, fine. But if you leave it on city property, that changes things.
But if it's not illegal to park on city property, take my house, for example. Me and DJ C. trying to own our house. But our property line goes straight through the driveway. Thank God we got cool neighbors. We split the driveway every other month. We just switch it. It's real easy when you got cool neighbors. But in the grand scheme of things, I could tell my neighbor he's not allowed to park in the garage because he's on my personal property. He could tell us we can't park in the garage and park in the driveway because it's on his personal property. So the only place left to park is on the street. Now we live in a city. If me and DJ T. Siren decide to go backpacking through Europe for 4 months, I would think it's wrong for the city to tow my car, because if the registration is legal and the insurance is still up to date and it's not reported stolen, I can't park on the grass of my property because that's illegal.
Well, see, that's what I'm saying. You're getting into the legality, the law. I'm pretty sure there's a law that says, hey, you can't park, you just can't leave your property on city property and abandon it for 4 months, 6 months, a year and a half. Now,
but
it probably doesn't come up very often. If it's on city property without being moved for however long they designate, because I'm almost certain that there's a certain amount of time that you can't just leave stuff on city property. Like, that makes sense. That being a law makes sense to me. Like,
it doesn't make sense.
Depending on what considers abandoned, and that's where the definition of abandoned is going to come in, and that's what the law is going to say. It's considered abandoned if it's on city property for 2 months without moving. They're going to define what abandoned is.
If the city is now designating that you can't leave something on their property for a consistent number of days, then it shouldn't be illegal for you to do anything on your own property. So, because the only option, if I decide to take 3 months in Europe with my wife and backpack to the Andes Mountain Dog, if the Andes are even in Europe, the only option I have is to park my car on the grass of my front property. And you know what that is? Illegal to do in the city of Norfolk. You can't have it both ways. Now, I understand saying,
but you can.
No, I can't.
Now, if it's fair, but you can, because you've been, you can, I mean, and it comes down to who's making the laws, but you can have it both ways. You can say it's illegal to park on our city streets for a certain amount of time without moving. And we can also tell you it's illegal to park on the grass at your own place. You can. You absolutely can have it both ways.
Well, yeah, I mean, if it's illegal to do both, then you're right. They do have it both ways, but that don't make any sense. And that's why y'all need to vote for me for president, because that don't make no sense. So vote
for
me. Yo,
if the president is worried about local municipalities and where they park their cars, we got the wrong president.
Nah, vote for me for mayor. You can't, because you're registered in Jersey and St. Louis, but somebody else can. But that don't make no sense. Hey, what if you lived in an apartment? Nah, we don't have to go through all that. But, hey, good luck, though. Good luck to your car. So,
should I snuff the neighbor, though? Should I snuff the neighbor? That's the bigger issue. Should I just run up and snuff him? Just like, oh, mind your fucking business.
See,
yes.
Yes,
100%.
Now, yo, but why is your neighbor calling on your car? Is it in his what?
No, this is, yo, I promise you, it's not in his way. He's the alderman of the city, and he just ain't got shit else to do. He's an older, retired dude who ain't got nothing better to do than bother the people in the cul-de-sac. And it's funny, because first moving into that spot, the neighbor on the other side, on the right side, he was like, yo, because we were complaining that, like, imagine it's a cul-de-sac, I mean, it's a circle, and the house is right at the top of it, like right in the middle. And so the left neighbor's driveway is right next to her, and the right neighbor's driveway is right next to her. So there's only a small patch of land in between the driveways. And the dude on the right was like, yo, don't worry about that, man. You can park anywhere around here. And he's like, yo, that dude over there, yo, he's going to complain. He's going to cause trouble. He ain't got nothing better to do than cause trouble. But all he do is cause trouble for people around here. And that's how he let us know that, because that's the alderman. Like, yo, I'm about to run for alderman. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to run for alderman, get him up out of here, because, you know, man, look at these old people just need to sit down somewhere, man. Like, yo, like, what is you doing? You ain't got nothing better to do with your time?
You better move your fucking car, I know that. Oh, it's like going to be told. Did I ever tell you about the time I had to hop a fence to, well, actually, I got accused of hopping a fence. My car got towed, man, 2001. Out of my own apartment building, they thought, and I guess because I had Jersey tax too, being from New Jersey, I guess they thought the car wasn't registered or something. But, like, came out of my apartment, and, like, it's like the Twilight Zone. Like, I'm about to head to practice or somewhere, and I was like, hold on, where's my car? And I drove an 88 Bobby. Like, I knew no one was stealing that car. It just wasn't worth the trouble. Like, the car was probably worth about $100. So, like, I came out, I was like, well, where's my car? And I started laughing, and I was telling my roommate, oh, like, yo, somebody stole the body. And he immediately started laughing. It was like, there's no way someone stole it, because they wouldn't know how to keep it running, because you had to play with the gas pedal and shift it in the neutral. Like, it'd be stuck around the corner. So, like, we did walk down the block to see, because if somebody stole the car, like, it would have broke down on them immediately. And it wasn't there. And I was like, and Ho was like, yo, do you think they towed it? And I was like, no, for what? Like, it's registered. So I called the apartment building, and they said, yeah, it got towed for not being registered. I was like, it is registered. It's just registered in New Jersey. I was like, the stickers are on the car. And I don't think Maryland had stickers yet. But, you know, so I called the tow. I was like, all right, it's just a mistake. You know, it happens. So I go down to the tow place, and I'm like, yeah, I got to get my car. And it was like, well, it's – you got to show us registration to say that the registration is paid up. I was like, the stickers are on the car. You know, there's one that's a month and there's one a year. Again, this is 2001. And he was like, we don't, she told me that they don't go by the stickers. You got to show them the actual registration. I was like, well, it's in the car. And she was like, all right, let's go look at it. So I go to the car, pull the registration out, show that it wasn't expired. And you know what she told me? She was like, you hop the fence and put this registration in here. And I looked at her and said, what? And she was like, you're still going to have to pay. We're not letting the car out. And I immediately flipped out. Shout out to my man Ho, because I was going to jail. Like, I started throwing stuff. You know, the little glass they got. I cracked that joint. And, like, I was just snapping, because they wasn't going to release my car, because they tried to, because they told it by mistake. And I went down there like, oh, mistakes happen. I'll just show it to you, and then it's all good. And they was like, no, you still got to pay us $300. And I started, I let them have it. And then the cop came. It was two cops that came, and I'll never forget. And the cop was like, yo, you got to calm down. And then I'm trying to explain to him, but I didn't. At this point, I'm full of rage. And he was like, hey, if you don't calm down, I'm taking you to jail. He said, I think I know what you're saying. So, like, the other black cop was like, hey, big fella, just come back here with me. He was like, you've already caused property damage. They can honestly arrest you for that. But come back. Because I started breaking the window that they had, you know, when they go behind the glass.
Cool.
Yeah, I was having a bad day that day. And so I got back there, and I'll never forget, the cop was like, well, you know, does he have the proper, they said, if you towed it for an expired registration and he has the registration, you obviously towed it for the wrong reason. And she said, No, he hopped the fence and put the registration in the car when we weren't looking. And I'll never forget, the cop looked at me, and he looked at the barbed wire fence around the towing place, and he looked at me again, and I said, "Right, you think my big ass is getting over some barbed wire?" And the cop laughed and said, "Do you have video of it?" And she was like, "No." He was like, "Well, the registration is dated in like September, and this is June, and he has another year on it. You got to let him have his car back." And he looked at me and said, "Don't say a word, because I don't want to take you to jail." But I'll never forget when she said he hopped over the fence, and he really looked up at the barbed wire and looked at me and looked back at that barbed wire and said, "No way he got his fat ass over that fence." And thank God for that Baltimore cop. I know y'all get a bad rep because of the wire. And shout out to my man Hope. Because my man Hope was trying to, he was trying to get me to calm down so we can go back to the apartment. He said it wasn't worth it. But I was down to go to jail that night. And it would have been worth it for a $300 tone ticket. So I'm with you, Blur. But you're going to have to move your car, you know.
Funny thing is, the cop told me just move it every 2 days. And I mentioned the neighbor to the right moved out a little, like a month or so ago. I'm like, "Look, man, I could park it in the neighbor's driveway, but I ain't trying to be rude. Like, what if somebody trying to find a house? They trying to sell it or whatever?" And he's like, "Look," after the talk, he's like, "Look, you say ain't nobody living there. Just park it there." I could tell the cop really want to be bothered by it either. So I was trying to stay calm, but at the same time, I was like, "Yo, you know this is stupid."
Okay. All right. Well, I burnt an hour talking about some bullshit, just having fun. Let's talk about some real stuff, man. Trump got raided. That happened while we was gone. Oh, well, nah. I need to get your emotional response, Blur. You dropped your son off to college, man. How you feeling? You nervous? You happy? You feel like you succeeded as a father? Do you feel like you dropped him off to college and you failed as a father because now he's about to start popping Molly and sweating? I mean, what's the emotions?
Oh, you asked a good question. I got to get into that. This is a safe place, and even if it's not, I'm going to pretend it's a safe place now. My son ain't at college. He's not at college. I don't know what he's at. This prestigious art institute that Walt Disney went to, big-ass art institute. I talked to my son after his first day of classes. He had one class. He had a total of three classes all semester. This ain't college. I don't know what this is. I'm like, "Yo, so you went to one class, and then what after that?" I'm like, "You ain't got nothing to do with no workshop?" He's like, "Nah, that's it. One class all day? All day? Nah, man, this school costs way too much to be some damn one class. Nah. He said, "Nah, but I got this class every day." "All right, well, when are your other two classes?" "One on Tuesday, one on Wednesday." Nah. This I don't know what this is. This ain't college. I'm like, "Oh, we're going to find you a job. That's all that means. You got one class? Oh, no. Shoot, you going to work somewhere."
Is he enjoying it, though?
Yeah, man. I knew he was going to enjoy it, man. That boy been searching for some freedom, and he finally got it. So I'm happy for my little homie. He got him some freedom. I ain't really scared, per se, for him being away. I'm happy for him, but I'm scared for other reasons.
What you mean? If you feel like talking about it, you don't have to.
I'll talk about it. Ain't no thing. New York probably heard about it. Hopefully DJ Cesar had already heard about it. But drop my son off at school. I'll make the story real brief. Drop him off in his room, get him set up, realize we need some things, make a run to Walmart, come back. The roommate is there with their parents. Walk in, they introduce, "Hey, nice to meet you guys. This is Cass. Hey." I look, and God, you can contest. I put in the group text right away. I was like, "Yo, my son's roommate is rooming with a girl." Very mixed emotions about this. Like, all right, you know what? Some good things, some bad things. You know, it's 2022. This is how colleges is doing it. This is the art school. So, you know, look around, his mom has disappeared. I already know where she at. She's somewhere complaining. Go in the hallway. Sure enough, she's down at the RA trying to figure what's going on, making sure that they're in the same room. RA's like, yeah, this is the room assignments. We asked everybody in the survey, do you require a male roommate, a female roommate, or you don't care? Your son said he don't care. Sounds like my son, because I would have did the same thing if I had that choice. I ain't had that choice when I went to school. That wasn't an option. Gawking back to the room, the roommate pops is in the hallway, and I'm like, hey, just want to let you know my son's a good dude. Like, we ain't know who his roommate was going to be with the first time meeting your guys, obviously, but if it's okay with you and your wife and your daughter, if it's okay with her rooming with a guy, it's okay with us. No big thing. And he was like, well, she is a he. And he's like, well, actually, he prefers to go by they, them. I'm like, oh, okay. All right, yeah. Say less. I totally get it. Me and homie had a little bit of an understanding right then and there, and he was like, hey, you know, it's a different time. I was like, you're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. I was like, I didn't mean to be offensive. Sorry. I mean, the hair. He's like, no, that's how they look. We've gone through this, and, you know. My wife tells me I'm a dinosaur, and I just got to do my best. I'm like, that's all we could do as parents. All we could do is do our best. So, yeah, my son is rooming with his A-dump.
So what was the complaint for?
What, from his mom?
Yeah.
Well, it was kind of a complaint because we didn't really know if our son was going to be rooming with a girl, which his suite mates are girls, so he still kind of is rooming with a girl. With girls, they just, you know what I mean, they're not in the same room. But,
but why are you complaining that you're they, them is rooming with a dude? Like, your child changed their home?
No, nobody complained about that. Nobody complained about it. We just didn't know. I thought
you went down the hall and she was complaining because she was with a dude rooming.
Well, and I said complaining because that's just what she do. But she was like, yo, what's going on? We didn't know our son was going to be rooming with a girl. Feel like somebody should have told us about this. And is this correct? So when I got there, it was more so just checking, like, yo, we in the right room? Are they in the right room? Or did y'all know this was the situation? So complaining, clarifying, all the same thing.
Yeah,
but the reason I'm scared is because, you know, roommates hang out. And I'm like, yo, that's going to be... I actually let my son know, like, yo, you the only guy who personally identifies as a man in this little, y'all little foursome of people that you're going to hang out with most of the time. Just know if y'all out in these streets, these downtown city streets, you're going to be looked at as the man, so you're going to have to do man things. And just a brief description of what that meant. Like, yo, somebody presses them, they're going to look to you. If somebody is pressing they're going to look to you first and like, yo, let's get dude out the situation if we're going to have something to say to these chicks.
They might have some hands, yo. They, them might know how to box. Look, they, them going to be pulling all the chicks. It might not be a bad situation.
But I don't know if they, them might chicks. That's a good question. My son might know that answer. I don't know.
Yeah, it gets a little confusing for me, but I don't judge. Do your thing. I was just confused on why they were complaining about they, them having a male roommate when they, them was a dude at first. Like, at that point, I feel like if you don't want nobody to complain about your dude becoming a girl or your girl becoming a dude, you shouldn't complain about who your roommate is. Are they white or black?
White, but nah, they didn't complain. They never had anything bad to say at all. They was cool.
Like, what if they were complaining that they had a black roommate? That would be hilarious.
So real quick, because I don't want to take up all the talk time, I was telling the same story to the one of the lawyers in my office who's an older lawyer. And he was like, yeah, I don't like those pronoun things. I was like, yeah, it's just a lot to deal with. But, you know, I mean, it don't really bother me. I don't care. Go by whatever you want to go by. He's like, well, when I was in school, the only thing we had is, do you mind if your roommate is black or not?
Oh, man.
Yo, I just cracked up, and I was like, you know what? I ain't had that. That wasn't an option for me either. I went to an HBCU, so, yeah, that wasn't a question I had to ask by the time I was in school.
I wonder if they asked my – I mean, I guess I play football, so, you know. But I had a regular roommates my freshman year. I wonder if they asked the white people that at my school. But my school is pretty diverse. It's more white people than black people. But they had a big – they had a good mixed crowd of pretty much everybody. What do you think, New York Nerd? You think they asked the white people at our college if they mind if they roommates were black or not? I would have loved to get my hands on that survey.
Look, I think so. I think it has happened. There's a lot of stuff that's been going out to the university, but yeah, I honestly believe it has happened before.
That'd be crazy, man. I couldn't imagine that. I felt bad for my roommates. I was cool with my roommates my freshman year, but I kicked them out of our room often. Like, you know, playing football, you got to get up early, and they don't allow sports dorms. You know, they want everybody to be in the general population. So my roommates would try to come back to the apartment 2 a.m., and I got 6 a.m. practice. I got to be up at 5 and out the door. Nah, you come in with that loud noise. Unless you can beat me, or you sleeping in the hallway. And I do that a couple times. I felt bad. I shouldn't have did that. But, you know, you got to respect people when you're in college. You live in close proximity. But that's dope, man. You got a kid in college, man. That's pretty awesome, man. I hope he enjoys it. I hope he embraces the experience and all that good stuff. Just don't get nobody fired.
Yeah, man. Make me reminisce about my freshman year and everything, man. The good old days. 18 years old, whole life ahead of you, nothing but opportunities.
Mm-hmm. Good times. All right, man. We only got about 50 minutes left. We've spent a lot of time catching up, just cracking jokes, having good times. Y'all want to talk about Trump getting raided in Florida?
Yeah, I think we talked about it last time, man. I remember mentioning it got to this, man. It got to this. And it's funny, I do want to say, it is funny, like, the people who are still trying to stick by and stand by him and, like, yo, this is wrong. And every time they say that, more details come out. Like, yo, that's funny. These people are really going to ride or die.
Oh, I didn't have it checked off. Did we talk? Maybe, I didn't know we talked about it. I didn't have Trump chalked off. Okay, well, if we talked about it, no need to rehash it. Yeah, it is crazy how people are going to ride or die. But, you know, all right, I guess we already talked about it. What else? Well, Blur, you got anything specific you want to talk about? I'm just looking at old topics that we can get rid of.
I do have a question, man. I don't know if y'all saw Dennis Rodman said it's up to him to go to Russia and get Brittany Griner. I've never been in prison like that. Definitely never been in a Russian prison. But hearing that it's up to Dennis Rodman to come get me free, yo, that might just put me over the edge. That might be what make me lose hope. I don't know if that's the news I want to hear when I'm in a Russian prison.
Well, I mean, you ain't got no other choice. Yo, Dennis Rodman needs a statue, yo. He is a national hero. He can move anywhere he wants, yo. Anywhere there's communism, Dennis Rodman feels right at home, yo. Dictatorships, Dennis Rodman is cool. Dennis understands that the world ain't perfect. Some people have democracy, like America. Some people have their democracy challenged, like America, where they say it was stolen. And then some people just got people who take over shit, like Russia and North Korea, man. And Dennis feel home in both, man. I hope Dennis can get around. I think he can do it, yo.
I do want her to get out. I hope Dennis Rodman ain't the one who get it done. I really don't.
Why not?
I mean, I actually liked Dennis Rodman when he was in the little Double Impact movie, him and Jean-Claude Van Damme. But he ain't really like that. He ain't really like that, man.
I do not want Dennis Rodman to get done something that the American government can't get done.
But why? Sometimes it takes a person who's not a politician to make it happen, yo. He ain't a politician. He's the one to make it happen. This ain't about politics. Yo, Putin,
well,
let me holler at you.
Hopefully the government, hopefully the government know, like, you know what, we can't do this. Let us bring somebody in. Now, if the government contracted Rodman, like, yo, we tagging you in, man. Go handle this, work your magic, do what you do. Then yeah, I'm all for that, man. I just don't want it to be Dennis Rodman of all people, who was my favorite basketball player for a long time, man. I actually still love me some Dennis Rodman, man. He's a character, always entertaining. Like him on the Jordan doc. One of my favorite parts of the Jordan doc was him breaking down the triangle offense. Hilarious. I don't want that man speaking on behalf of America freeing prisoners of war.
Yeah, I do. Because he's always going to be honest.
He wasn't honest when he was setting pick and roll so he could help that the Chinese lady steal out the store. He wasn't honest then.
Yes, he was. He was helping. He was honestly helping her steal.
Nah, man. That's just funny to me, man. I don't know if anybody, like, everybody was taking it serious. I couldn't help but laugh when I saw that report, and then I started seeing all the articles and people talk about it. And he seemed dead serious. Like, yo, the fight's booked. I'm going. Imagine Putin, who's in the middle of a war, trying to take over a country, stopping to go talk to Dennis Rodman.
Yeah, I forgot Dennis was out there stealing, you know. Him and the Chinese lady, yo. I completely forgot. Yo, that was one of the greatest moments ever, yo. I completely forgot about that.
Yeah, I was looking at it like, yo, he still got it. He out there said moving screens and everything. Like, yo, bring him back. Steph could use him, man. Ain't nobody going to put a hand in Steph's face with Dennis Rodman out there patrolling.
He's the ultimate team player. DJ C-Side, what you think about Rodman going to – going to Russia and then New York.
I mean, Rodman's gonna Rodman. I don't know. Like you said, I don't know if I'll be comforted. If it's up to Rodman, it's a question. That's a question. Rodman, he's not a national hero, Beach Bum Gun. But, you know, maybe it'll work. I mean, the argument that I had with Beach Bone Gun was that, you know, why would we think this would work? What can Rodman do? But, you know, we talked about when he went to North Korea and hung out with them. And, you know, now Beach Bone Gun said, I couldn't remember, but what, a couple weeks later, they did release a prisoner, American prisoner. So maybe, you know, Rodman has something in terms of diplomacy. That's needed. I don't know. But I guess, I mean, kind of like I said, I mean, the U.S. seems to think that it'll set peace talk or the talks back and kind of not help but hurt any kind of trade. But I don't know. New York.
Look, all I'm saying is, you know what I mean, if I've got sentenced to 9 years, you know what I mean, and I hear Dennis Rodman is on his way to get me out, fuck it, so be it. And if that's what I got to hope for it. At the end of the day, 9 years, nine years is definitely crazy. 9 years is definitely crazy. So if Dennis Rodman try to come get me out, man, more crazy than you. My only concern is, all right, so now if Dennis Rodman actually got me out, all right, then, you know what I mean, as a fellow basketball player, what favor do I owe you back? Like, how do I owe you back? Because you can't get me out in a situation or a jam like that, especially in a different type of country like that. I feel like, I owe you a favor at that point.
Yo, New York, let me ask you a question. Who would you rather want coming to get you out of a Russian prison, Dennis Rodman or Ben Affleck?
Man, this Ben Affleck, yo, keep me in there, bro. I'm staying overseas, bro.
Yo, why don't y'all like Ben Affleck, yo?
Yo,
don't
ben
say
Affleck,
y'all.
Yo, Ben Affleck. Like, so what is Ben Affleck going to do? Ben Affleck is a bad actor. I can't expect him to negotiate my terms just to give me back the U.S. soil. If he a bad actor, he a bad negotiator. I can't do it. I don't have no faith in him.
Yeah, I feel like if Ben Affleck can pull Jenny from the block, he can make some things happen.
Yeah.
But, yo, if Dennis Rodman breaks you out of Russian prison, you got to help him steal, like, bags and stuff for, like that he did the Chinese lady. Like, you got to be his best friend now.
I mean, depending on what type of bag is it, I'll be like, is it something like 500 or more or something like that? Or what is it? Because I definitely, like, compared to 9 years, you get me free and I steal a bag, I can walk off with probation. I think that might be worth it. That might be worth it.
The 9 years in a Russian prison?
Most definitely, 9 years in a 9 years in a Russian prison compared to just a misdemeanor. Yeah, you know I mean, yeah, I'll take that. I'll take that hobby.
Okay.
Done. Let me ask you a question, man. Who do you think is more likely to get you out of a prison? Was it Dennis Rodman or? What's his face? Ben Roethlisberger.
I'm always think a white person has a better chance of getting me out of jail than a black person. It's just Johnny Cochran died. I don't know if that's just racism. I don't know if it's just my not faith that because white people are in power and they will only respond to other white people. Ben Roethlisberger might be the one person who's not on that list.
That's what I'm saying. I don't know if you want a rapist coming to break you out of prison.
I'm up
with
that.
I don't know. Is Ben Roethlisberger a rapist? I thought you said racist. Do white people like Ben Roethlisberger? I know Pittsburgh. I mean, if I'm in prison in Pittsburgh, I want Ben. I don't know if anywhere else he does any good.
Dennis Rodman or... what's the short comedian dude name?
Peter Dinklage?
Kevin Hart.
Give me Kevin. Nah, Kevin ain't going to get me out of jail, but he'll give me – but Kevin might call me. He might call me on the jail phone. I feel like Dennis Rodman would sleep with a man to get somebody else out of prison.
I believe that. I'm a co-sign. I think I believe that too.
If he's passionate about something, I think he goes the whole way. I think Kevin's going to make business decisions. Oh man, this is racist.
It's been on the phone.
Oh, because of the movie.
Digital Underground. Yeah.
Yeah, but why are they dressed up like Chinese people?
They're not Chinese. That's Jewish. That's Orthodox Jews.
Not those people right there. Those Chinese people.
They're doing everybody.
So he's dressing like a black person?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's got to be racist. Can black people wear Indian headdresses?
Yeah, what's Indian. The Indian headdress? What do you mean? Like Native American?
Yeah, Native American. My bad.
Oh, no, I just didn't know if you had, like, you know, red dot or feather.
Feather. Interesting.
I think we can. Most people say they got Indian in their family anyway. So I'm going to say yeah.
Okay. All right, what else we got? Did we talk about Alex Jones? I got that on my list.
We talked about it briefly, but not. I think we talked about it when he first got hit. Like, we didn't talk about the. Now, did we talk about the money? Now, we didn't talk about the money. Which is funny because they're not gonna get that money. Right. Man. I feel bad for him.
What are you doing?
He's got to pay what, $46 million to the parents of the kids that died at Parkland. Was it Parkland or was it Sandy Hook?
Sandy Hook.
Man, yo, that's crazy, yo. You tell somebody that they didn't really die, and now you got to pay them $46 million.
He's been hiding the money for like the past couple years, I think they said, since he first lost the first case, like 3 or 5 years ago. He's been like stashing money, and that's why he filed for bankruptcy. They don't have to try to find the money.
Or just never make any income again.
I mean, I think it's going to be a limit. Like, he can start saying that his show, I mean, if he says show make a tenth of what it actually is making, he's talking about making millions of dollars a year, and now he make $1 million. They're not going to take the whole thing. I'm pretty sure he's cool with giving them a quarter of a mil after taxes for the next couple of years. Meanwhile, he making 10 times that somewhere else.
I mean, do you now lose your crowd because does he have to admit that Sandy Hook really happened?
He's been backhanded admitting it. And the funny thing is, I saw an interview with him, and he was talking about how he can't even say Sandy Hook, and he kept trying to say, like, even in the interview, he wouldn't say it. Like, they would say Sandy Hook, and he would be like, the thing or the thing, because he can't even say it at all. But when he does say it, and that's what they brought up in the trial. Like, yo, he'll say it happened, but then he'll say something like to contradict that. Like, he's like, yeah, these were real things, and this is real kids, and these are real things. And I know actors when I see them, like stuff like that. So, I mean, that's why he lost. He keep playing with it, man. He keep trying to be tricky. And I don't think that's going to change. No time soon.
Because he doesn't have a show anymore. Like his YouTube and all that got canceled, right?
I think, his YouTube got shut down a couple times. But I think now, like, if I'm not mistaken, it's like it's on its own site. So it's a lot smaller audience because, you know, most people ain't going to go looking for it. But he still has an audience. He just got to go to, like, alecjones.com, alecjonestv.com or something like that.
You got to watch what you say about people, man. My bad, Khalees, for the earlier comments, yo. Don't sue me, yo. I'm a fan, yo. I told you, I love you so much right now. Don't come and get me, please. Yeah, so that joint's crazy. So that victory for the kid's parents? Or, like, is this justice?
I think it is. I don't know what justice is. Nothing's going to bring your kid back. But when you hear what they were going through, yeah, you definitely want the person who was causing that or who's at the root of all that to feel something. You don't want their life to just go on without anything. So, yeah, even if he has to hide his money, he now has to hide his money for a very long time. Because he was talking, like, you talk stuff about my son, about my dead son. Yeah, man, now you got your audience coming over here throwing stuff to me and saying stuff to me and hounding me because you want to be an idiot. Yeah, even if I don't get the money out of it, I want your life to feel something. You got to have some type of repercussion. You got to have some type of discomfort in your life for the BS you put me and my family through.
Yeah, NPR did a special on This American Life about the, one of the dads from Sandy Hook. He went back and forth with Alex Jones because, you know, Alex Jones was saying this stuff and, like, he had to quit his job and, like, he just went through, he just spent all day and night reporting people who were reporting the conspiracy theory. And, like, it basically, like, ruined his life because, like, he lost his kid and now he's got people online telling people that he ain't really lose his kid to the point where, like, he's at the bar having a drink and some dude sits next to him and starts telling him about how fake Sandy Hook was. And he was like, no, my son was in it. Like, I lost my son. And the dude, like, attacked him. So he spent, like, his entire life. And I wonder if this settlement has him in it. I could go back and find it. American Life episode to get dude name. I don't know if they released his real name because, you know, he just spends all day online just searching for stuff and getting stuff taken down from Alex Jones. Like,
I hate to be the guy. At this point, like, just run up on Alex Jones and shoot him. Right? No? You think his way is better, wasting all this time? Like, my son died in a tragedy. A mass murder. You say, I'm lying. I lost one of the things that mean if his wife isn't number one, his kid must be number two if his kid ain't number one. So I basically lost the most important thing in my life, and you telling me I'm lying about it. What's a better way for me to make you realize that I lie? By shooting you. Catching you in the street. I think if I lost my son in tragedy and someone started talking bad about me, it'd be worth it. I don't know if it'd
be worth it. The problem is that's not...
But...
The problem is, like, you need something long-lasting. Like, it's got to be substantial. Like, just catching somebody in the street, that's over pretty quickly in comparison. I need something that's going to be, yeah, you're going to feel this. You're going to think about this over time.
I don't know if money does that, though. Like, you're telling me that my son didn't die. Like, at this point, like, I want you to die, and I'm going to tell everybody you ain't really die while I sit in jail.
Nah, you need to do a person in your family need to die while I tell everybody else. Like, you need to feel what I'm feeling. At least with money, like, that's why it's important to find out how much money he really had, because you want him to thinking about this. Like, if I got $20 million and you take 10 of it, I'm going to feel that I lost half of my life savings. That's going to bother me for a long time. I'm going to think about that. Now, in the Alex Jones situation, I got to go the rest of my life hiding money. I can never really live up to and enjoy my full amount of money because I got to hide it from you for the rest of my life.
Yeah, but that's money. People can get rid of money. There's a whole lot of people that go bankrupt that still have a whole bunch of money. Like, I'm not gonna hurt nobody in your family because they didn't do it. You did it. I want you to die.
But, yeah, death is too, like, death is final, like, especially if it's a quick death. Like, you just run up and bang. Like, they don't even know. They just wake up in heaven, as black people like to say.
Yeah, I'm good with that.
Nah, they need to know. So you run up and bang. Lights out to someone they love, then they really going to suffer. Then they really going to feel what you felt that by experiencing, because they got to live more than going on without that other person.
But the person they love didn't deserve it. They didn't do anything. It's not like Alex Jones killed the kids.
That's why you make it quick for them. Just a quick – matter of fact, do it in their sleep. They ain't even going to know. They're just going to wake up and not be there.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm not above killers. I'm not for killing innocent people. Alex Jones can go. I'm not gonna kill your sister, who probably ain't agree with you either, who on my side. I'm just not for that. But you know, New York, man, what you think, yo? Alex Jones need to go?
I continue to look. I'm not going to say that on a full, but I mean, it is kind of crazy. I mean, just like what people brought up, like, you know what I mean, if you have like your seed actually get killed in a situation like that, and just the feeling off of that, and just to have somebody just like talking at the gums and just chatting. On their whatever platform that they have, and spewing all that type of shit. That's just throwing salt in the wound. And I can imagine if you lost a loved one just like that, and he's talking about, oh, it's not real, especially when I'm mourning and stuff like that. Nah, that's gonna make me feel a type of way. It really is gonna make me feel a type of way. But yeah. What he got hit with? He, what is like $50 million or something? He got hit with $50 million?
Yeah, it was something like that. I think it might have been $64 million.
Well, how much money do he got?
That's the funny part. I think the gentleman like $46 million and punitive and like $3 million, something, so it's total like 49. But there's still a cap in how much that they could get awarded, so they're not going to, even that, they're not going to get that full amount, even if they did find the money. But the funny thing is, like, you find out how much he was making. Like, this dude was, like, selling beef. Like, just selling meat. Like, you're a conspiracy theorist, and in your commercials, you're selling meat, and you're making, like, $200 million a year selling beef. Like, I went into the wrong field. Like, this dude was selling, like, magical oils or something. Like, not essential oils. Like, these oils will, like, I mean, cure erectile dysfunction and stuff like that. Like, the real snake oil stuff, making hundreds of millions of dollars a year off of it.
Yeah, the Cameron Pink Power? Pink Panther? Pink, what camera I got? Pink Power? Pink Panther?
Yeah, I think it's called Pink Power. That sounds about right.
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah, Cameron got a make your dick hard medicine. Pink Power. It's all natural, no drugs.
Mm-hmm.
Just make your dick hard. From Thailand. And it's pink, so it's all natural. I always love when people say all natural, and you don't have to refrigerate it. Then it can't be natural.
It's got something there.
It's got something in there. You can't even leave potatoes out. Potatoes are still the weirdest vegetable to me because they just never die. Like, you leave a head of lettuce out, it dies, it withers away. You leave a potato out, that bitch multiplies. It is the craziest thing ever. All right, so we got done Alex Jones. New York, you got anything you want to knock off the list?
Nah, nothing on the list. I just seen it's like just a real quick topic. I was just scrolling on Instagram. I seen, you know, how Joe Biden is awarded people the cancellation of student loans and stuff like that. I just seen a couple of posts scrolling down my timeline that the White House is clapping back on senators and people who've been pardoned forgiven for PPP loans that's been speaking out against them. And I just thought that was funny. Just like the White House account was just like calling them out, having seats and everything on Twitter. But that's just me.
Oh, see, I ain't see that. So people were upset that they're giving out this. I mean, they ain't giving all of them. They only giving $10,000 to $20,000, which I mean, I guess is still good. But the White House on Twitter. The White House has a Twitter account?
Yeah, verified Twitter account. They call it out major Republicans. They call it out major Republicans.
All right, so
everybody
this is
that spoke
like,
out. Yeah,
I ain't seen that yet, but I don't know. Like, I might have to agree with some of the. I don't agree with the Republicans speaking out against it because that just seemed like some hater stuff. But I don't think those two are like the same. Like people, some of the PPP loan stuff. Like, you knew it was going to be forgiven. Like, the rules ain't changed for you for that. Even though I'm going to take my $20,000 or what off my student loan, I'm going to take it. That's a change to the rules. Like, so it's not the same. Like, they didn't change the rules for you people to get their PPP loans forgiven. He's changing the rules for giving student loans, which I'm happy he's doing, but clapping back and bringing up, hey, you got your PPP loans wiped out, that ain't really the same.
But, I mean, I don't know. I mean, why isn't it? Like, if you're still getting your loans forgiven and...
Because you took out the PPP loans. Some of the loans was, like, guaranteed forgiven. Like, that was going to be something. I think it was, like, two different types of loans. One had, like, a 1% interest rate. One was, like, going to be forgiven. Or three different types. There was another one that you're going to have to pay back. Like, they didn't change the terms on the loans. Like... At least not that I know of. Like, they, hey, if you took out a loan that's going to be forgiven or these are the rules to get it forgiven and you follow those rules, then you got it forgiven. If you took out just student loans and they say, all right, you have to pay this back over your lifetime at a 2% interest rate, And now Biden is off. He's like, all right, we're going to wipe this out. That's different. That's not what you signed up for. They changing the rules for you. So I can understand certain people being mad about it. I don't agree with it, but.
But see, that's when we got to get in the language, and I got to understand. Did they know this was going to be forgiven, or did they say that it may be forgiven? Because you can't take out a loan that's going to be forgiven. That's not a loan. It's just a gift. You just gave somebody money.
There were terms to the PPP loans. There were terms to the PPP loans, and maybe they're not called loans. There were definitely terms to it. But, yeah, when you took it out, when you applied for it, you got it, there were certain things to get it forgiven. Like, those don't call it a loan, I guess. But, yeah, there were you knew you were going to get it forgiven. Like, one of them was automatically going to be forgiven, and I think that was the one that wasn't called the PPP loan. There was something else. I just listened to it in the podcast. There was one that was like, if you got this loan, and maybe it wasn't called a loan, but if you got this one, that was you weren't going to have to repay that back. You had to qualify for it, but you weren't going to have to pay it back. And there was two different types of PPP loans as well. One, you weren't going to have to pay back, and one, if you met certain requirements, you weren't going to have to pay back.
Why are these congressmen taking out million-dollar PPP loans?
That's hey, they crazy. Run businesses too.
But what I'm baffled about, right? So if they're making so much buku money and shit like that, why does it matter that Joe Biden is giving the cancellation of about like what 10,000 in student loans? Why is that getting them outraged? They got money. They got money. Like, what does that matter to them?
Oh, see, especially I can tell you.
They give it.
Because I just listened to this thing. It's like they just did a report on how much this is going to cost. It's never about them. See, that's where they get you. They don't say it's about them. They don't say, oh, I'm a hater just because I pay back my student loans or whatever. I want everyone else to pay it back because that's going to make them sound like a hater. So they don't say that. It's about America. How much is this costing America and the taxpayers? And then it's something like, I want to say $300 billion. It's going to affect, I guess, the whatever department that handles student loans or whatever, $300 billion. Because it's changing it from the government making money off of subsidized loans in a tune of like $100 billion to not having these loans, like having this period now where no one has to pay their loans back to COVID, and then this new one where he's going to write off this amount of loans, it's going to now the government is going to lose something like $200 billion, and just that just when those things alone, so it's like yo, that's a $300 billion swing to taxpayers. Like we went from making $100+ billion off of student loans to now we're in the red $200-something billion just off of this. So it's not about the people per se. It's just, hey, the country, the government, you're taking money from USA. And then I don't believe that at all. I think that's just rhetoric, but that's what they're saying.
Yeah, but then and it makes me think about this, right? So these niggas can spend millions of dollars or whatever the cost was to figure out how to write in space with a pen. And they fucked up and said, okay, you can't write in space with a pen because of fucking gravity. Oh, you got to write with a pencil. So they can spend money on that. But they hesitate to like, what? How much money are they spending on, like, shit that don't even matter? When it comes to us, like, as a fucking country, you know what I mean? It's so hesitant. They're so hesitant. Now it's a problem. They can spend money on anything else, everything else, but for us as a people, now it's a problem. Now I got to be decided. Now we divided as a people.
Hey, man, got to thank those people who vote Republican. Got to thank them. The Marjorie Taylor Greens and stuff.
Yeah, I'm cool with the White House doing that. I'm scrolling through the things and just stumbled on the Freddie Gibbs and Benny the Butcher beef. But, yeah, I'm cool with the White House doing it. You got a problem with people getting their loans forgiven, but your loans are getting forgiven. Same thing to me. It don't matter what the terms were.
You know, you got, if it ain't your money, if it ain't you making the decisions, then, you know, you got your right to disagree. But I got the right to say, suck my dick, you did the same thing. It's part of freedom. Shout out to Brittany Griner. What else we got? What else we got? So is that it? Is that it that y'all wanted to talk about, New York, New York? DJ Cesar, you got an old topic that you want to discuss so we can knock these off on the list? No, you ain't got nothing. I wanted to talk about, these two things. Did I talk about how Usher was the first person to discuss eat the beat on a song? And was Usher the first person to sing about that? Did we have that discussion?
We did not. I need you to inform me on this one.
So Usher said, "I'm gonna put my head in places that I've never seen, girl. You know what I mean." So if he's never seen it, then he's obviously never had sex with her before. So he's telling the girl he just met, and you don't know her. So we in college used to call that eat the beat. When a girl was kind of on the fence, she wasn't sure if she was going to give you the action or not. You know, you went down there and gave her the tongue action, got it all hot and bothered, then boom, next you know you beat. You eat the beat. So was Usher the very first one to sing about eating the beat? DJ Cesar, do you think Usher was the first person to sing about eating to beat?
I say no.
Do girls eat the beat? Like, do y'all give head just to have sex?
No.
Because we would have sex with y'all anyway, right?
I say no. I don't know the official years or dates or who, but I wouldn't think Usher would be the first.
Because it's not just about eating. It's eat with the intention to beat. Now, we had a dude in our college that used to eat to sleep.
Well, you don't really know.
He would eat the box and then just go to sleep and hold her. And we used to fire him up because he said he just liked eating the box. But this is specifically eat to beat. New York, New York, what you got?
I don't know if Usher was the first one because, I mean, look, when I was listening to Usher, I was a young whippersnapper. So anything that Usher said or anybody that was coming on the radio at that time, I didn't realize what they were saying. I was singing along, but I didn't realize what they were saying until I actually got older. So, I mean, I don't think Usher is the first one, but Nah, if you asking me personally, I'm not eating the beat. I'm not eating the beat. Unless you're my girlfriend, then yeah, I treat you right. But like, nah, just like a random shorty, like, you know what I mean? Nah.
Yeah, I mean, because if she's your girlfriend, you've already beat. So you're not eating the beat. I guess unless you get married and you get to one of those relationships where she ain't giving no cheeks, then you might have to eat the beat. Right, DJ Cesar?
No comment.
But, yeah, if she's already a girl, you've already beat, so that can't. I'm just talking specifically about finding a girl. What about you, Blair?
I want to say no. I mean, I can't say for certain. I'm going to have to go through my mental Rolodex. I want to say no just because I feel like some of these older songs, man, they was talking that talk back in the day. A lot of times it was just nuance to it. Like, they were, I mean, it wasn't just as overt as Usher saying it or the way people know now. It was hyperbole, and it was, I mean, synonyms. So I want to say no. I can't think of nothing else off the top of my head. I feel like R. Kelly may have done it first, to be honest with you. I really feel like that's something R. Kelly would have did. But I'm thinking even maybe before him, like Otis Redding and them. Like, I'm pretty sure the OJs were singing about something like this. I mean, I want to put it past some of the old players. That said, that's not something, I mean, I don't know if I've ever indulged in that. I don't think that's something I've ever done. But I do believe that's all part of beating. I think that goes with it, but never done that just to get to that.
I don't think nothing wrong with it, but I don't think I've ever actually done it just for that.
You don't think nothing wrong with it?
No, it's weird because it's a thin line. Like, what's the difference between that and, I guess it's intention, but, like, sometimes you got to warm up the oven. And I think that might be just a way of warming up the oven, but, like, you mentioned her being on the fence. I mean, I feel like if she lets you do that, she's not on the fence because I think that those just go together. Like, once you start eating, the beating is a foregone conclusion, in my opinion. So,
yeah, y'all never had a girl be like, I don't know. And you be like, let me just put my face down there for a second. And she be like, I don't know. And you give one good look, and she be like, ooh, ooh, ooh. And then, you know, you in there.
I've never had that experience. Nah, because I don't know, man. I don't think I've ever gotten it. I don't know. Like, I've done some things, but never with the I don't know to straight to like let me go down there because in my opinion, if I'm going down there, it's just to warm up the oven, and I feel like all the chicks I've ever dealt with have understood that as well. Like after the tongue, then come the weaponry. So it's like
the weaponry. Yeah, I mean, y'all never knew in New York, you never know. Or DJ, she's sorry, you're a female. You never had any kind of girl talk where any of your girls just got their box munched out and the dude didn't even hit it?
No.
None of y'all girls talk about getting y'all box munched out? Y'all never got y'all lunchbox torn open?
What in the world are you?
Y'all G.I. Joe lunch boxes ripped open by another child, by another kid? No? Y'all don't talk about this type of stuff?
I don't remember no conversation like that.
Okay. I know a couple of things that eat the beat. That was their go-to. Usher, I was just surprised when I saw the if he did that NPR Tiny Desk concert, and I was listening to something. I was like, oh man, he ate the beat. He ate the beat. It's a bad.
Yo, let me confess something right now. I'm gonna throw something out there. I always thought the lyric was my hand. I didn't know it was my head.
Am I totally wrong?
I don't know. I could be wrong. Head
he
sounds like it's more appropriate.
Maybe he was just talking about finger popping then. Maybe I'm totally wrong. I thought for years he said my head.
And I always thought my hand, but I mean that your version makes more sense. That sounds like it would make more sense than hand.
Because if you've never seen it, I don't know. I can't believe y'all didn't know anybody who ate the beat. I bet you because I have honest conversations with people, man. I bet you that's a conversation guys wouldn't have because they'd be embarrassed. But, you know, I've never ate to sleep, but, you know. Interesting. All right.
So, you know what? I know you're trying to move on, but I got to ask. So, when you say eat to sleep, you know what? My mind just goes in a different place. It's like, I don't feel like doing all this thrusting and everything. Let me just eat so she can leave me alone so I can get some sleep so I can be, like, eating for peace so I can go to sleep. I mean, that may not be the same scenario, but that seems like the way I would, like, when you say eat to sleep, that sounds like, well, I'm not eat so it put me to sleep, eat so to put her to sleep so I can go to sleep.
My man said that it was just so she could get off and feel good. He ain't have to be. And I said, that's very mature of you. I'm not going to have my mouth tasting like pussy and not getting that off. I'm too selfish.
And you ain't never been tired and had somebody bothering you.
No, I have. They just got to get on top. Ain't that right, DJ Cezanne? But, like, if I'm tired, you know, I'm not spending all that energy eating a lunchbox. That takes an effort.
See, I think the beating takes more effort.
I mean, it definitely takes more effort, but I mean, both still take energy. I don't know. All right, we got about 5 minutes. Then y'all see Marshawn Lynch drunk driving arrest video?
I did not watch the video.
Oh,
like,
my
I saw
God.
A portion of it, but I didn't really watch it. Watch it. I meant to go back and watch it and totally forgot.
Marshawn Lynch needs to run. I hope he doesn't have a drinking problem. I'm glad he was safe. I'm glad everybody, no one got hurt. I would vote Marshawn Lynch for mayor. Because he seems like just an honest human being. If you haven't seen it, Marshawn Lynch, he wasn't even pulled over. It looks like, I mean, the bad thing is, if I'm going to give my honest opinion on what I think happened, because I wasn't there, no report came out afterwards. It seems like they kept this much pretty much under wrap. Marshawn Lynch is going to do whatever he got to do. He might have to spend a couple of days in jail, but he won't have to pay whatever fines he needs. I mean, he might not have to spend days in jail because they didn't catch him driving. But video surfaced. It looked as if Marshawn Lynch had left somewhere drunk, realized he couldn't drive, found like a little industrial park, tried to park his car, but banged the curb so hard that his tire fell off, and said, fuck it, and went to sleep. The next morning, I guess either someone saw the abandoned Lamborghini or whatever it was, and called the cops and saw him in there, and the cops came and got him. And they basically tried to talk him, and my man wasn't saying nothing. And he just continually tried to sleep while two police officers interrogated him on what happened. And he wasn't giving them nothing. And it was completely entertaining, and I advise all of you to take a look at it if you have a chance. And it made me a bigger fan. But I hope he doesn't have a drinking problem. Driving around drunk. So, I guess if nobody's seen it but me, then no point in talking about it.
You know, it's funny though, because I feel like that's what everybody should do. Not like the drinking and driving part. The part of just like, yo, y'all do whatever y'all gotta do. I'm gonna go to sleep right here. Like y'all keep talking all that talk. I'm gonna put my head back and just close my eyes. Do what y'all gotta do. Like that just seemed like. I feel like the proper approach to take interactions with the cops. Like, I ain't about to give y'all nothing. I ain't about to go back and forth. I'm not to do no parking lot lawyer right here. Do what y'all gotta do, man. I'm sleepy. Wake me up when we get there.
I think at one point, because I don't think the lady knew who he was, and she said, "Are you an entertainer?" And he responded with, "I can entertain you." And then she said, "Huh?" And then he immediately went back to sleep. He just decided after that comment he was going to go back to sleep while he had his door open, talking to her. And it was just great. It was just great. About 3 minutes left. Anybody got anything? Good to get back. Good to get back on the call. Have a good conversation. Congrats again, Blur. Anything else quick? Quick. Anybody got anything quick?
Nah, not quick. Hopefully next week, man. Throw it on the list, man. We got to talk about this teacher shortage and what some of these people are trying to sneak through with this teacher shortage. They going to get these guns in this school. Oh, and St. Louis is bringing back paddling in schools.
Paddling?
Paddling.
Yeah, man.
Paddling.
Yeah, man.
I'm going to tell my son he got to be over the bob and weave, yo. Like a teacher going to have to catch you with the paddle, yo. Like you can't stand there and get paddled, yo. You got to get your L1, R1 game up, yo.
They try to get these teachers knocked out.
Yo, some of these kids are going to rock the shit out of these teachers.
Most definitely.
Yo, I respected teachers my entire life, but let you try to hit me with a paddle? Oh, it's lights out.
Yeah, I mean, I'm okay with if a student tells a teacher, I'll fuck you up, and the teacher says, all right, let's go have a fair one. Like, I'm okay with a teacher beating a student's ass. I really am. Like, if the student wanted that work and got that work, now that's what happens. But you're just not going to say, if my kid didn't put his hand on you, don't put your hand on my kid. That's it.
All I'm just waiting. I'm waiting to hear. I know they introducing it and the parents got like opt in or whatever. Who gonna ask the kids if they opt in?
Yeah, that's gonna be fun. All right, we'll put that on the list for next week. I definitely got the teacher shortage on here, but I know it was a serious topic, so I wanted to get some research in, and I didn't want to do that on the first day back from vacation. So we'll definitely get that in next week, man, and we'll get to some more stuff. And, man,
tell Cuz to call in next week, too, man, so we can have a teacher on the line.
All right, yeah, I definitely will. I'll let her know. I get a couple of teachers on and we can have this discussion. But, see, you know, it's tough for me having teachers online because, you know, I be telling them all the time, like, look, I respect y'all, but y'all knew what y'all was getting into. Like teachers been underpaid since I was in school. But y'all only work half a year. Like, how much y'all think y'all going to get paid? But I love teachers, but it comes off as condescending and like I don't, like I'm not on teacher sides, but I am. But I just think that the whole situation. But we'll have that discussion next week. DJ C. Sire, anything you want to say to the people before we roll?
Good night.
Good night. I ain't got nothing, Blur. You got nothing? Oh, I got one thing, yo. Shout out to Dennis Rodman, man. Yo, bring Brittany home, yo. Free Griner. yeah, that's it. Blur, you got anything?
Hey, I was actually going to get on the same thing, but first let me say, treat your neighbors the way you want to be treated, man. Stop all this snitching and dry snitching, because I ain't going to be your neighbor for long, and I'm definitely going to run up on you on my moving day. Like, don't think something ain't going to happen. There's going to be some consequences and repercussions for causing these problems between neighbors. I know it's in the Bible somewhere about treat your neighbors or don't cover your neighbor wife or something, but nah, we ain't going to live next to each other forever. So it's going to be some consequences and repercussions. And the only person I want coming to get me out of a Russian prison is The Rock. I feel like everybody loves The Rock, and if it gets physical, I feel like he could get down, and we're going to get out of here. I don't need Dennis Rodman to try and do his charming thing. Send The Rock, and that's it.
The Rock's a good one. I feel like The Rock, he's definitely a good one. Definitely a good one. New York, floor is yours.
Yeah. And trust Blair. I'll be on the first flight. Y'all mean Delta. Y'all mean out of the first flight. I throw eggs at your house. I throw rocks through your window. Y'all mean if you don't move out before that. Y'all mean we gonna make you move out before that happens. But at the end of the day, y'all mean what really bothers me is how they got ads on YouTube, right? So why the ads be 5 seconds? But you can only skip the ad in 5 seconds. At the end of the day, you should just let that ad play. I don't rock with ads. Other than that, yeah, I mean, stay safe, stay vigilant out here. I mean, we in the times of COVID, monkeypox is going around, yeah, I mean, make sure, yeah, I mean, you wash your hands, hand sanitizer, be wary of what you touch. Other than that, drink water, stay healthy, save the bees, recycle. The planet is ours, yo. We gotta keep this shit revolving. Other than that, I look forward to the next conversation next week.
All right, man. Till next week.